We have already heard of the saint of today in the feast of another saint whom we celebrated recently, Saint Peter Nolasco. He was of a noble family, a holy Catholic family, and he had gone into the woods to be a hermit. And at that time, the Blessed Mother appeared in dreams to him and to the King of Aragon, King Jaime, and then to another saint who was not even related in this way to anything, Saint Raymond Peñafort, a Dominican priest, a teacher of canon law, and one of those who codified the sacrament of confession. He was the master, in a sense, of confession until modern times, Saint Raymond Peñafort. And the Blessed Mother appeared to them. At that time, all the Mediterranean, but especially Spain, which is the closest to northern Africa, was being raided continuously by Muslim pirates. And they would take many, many Christians prisoner and sell them in the slave markets, that is, in northern Africa. The young ones, the good-looking ones, were sent into houses of ill repute, both for the men and for the women, because it is known that the Muslims practice homosexuality, though they deny it, but they do. And so, the Blessed Mother appeared to these three persons. Now, why King Jaime is not a saint, I don't know. Somebody needs to do something about it. But in the meantime, she told them, I want you to establish a new order in my honor, and it we call the Lady of Our Lady of Mercy for the salvation of captives. And they're known today as Mercedarians, Our Lady of Mercy, also known as Our Lady of Ransom. And we had her feast day too, I think it was in September. And so this order was started, and these three individuals began to preach about it and collect money from the faithful to pay for the captives. They were held at ransom. And, of course, the result was tremendously wonderful and good, and many, many captives were ransomed. In addition, other than the three evangelical councils of poverty, obedience, and chastity that all the orders have, all the religious have, there was a fourth vow that they would give themselves over as a hostage in case they ran out of money and there were other hostages left over. And of course, my patron saint was a Mercedarian, Saint Raymond Non Natus, and his feast is August 31st. And he did that. When he ran out of money, he turned himself in and said, how much money will you give me for me? And then he salvaged a few of the captives. In addition, he began to preach in the dungeons, and he converted many Muslims, so much so that the caliph commanded that his lips should be pierced, a big hole put on both lips, and a padlock put, which was locked, only to be opened for meals once a day. Didn't get three meals like you and I do, or more, for those of you who are forever snacking away your lives. One time a day for the garbage that they fed them. And then he himself was ransomed at a very high price, and he returned to Spain and was made a cardinal by the Holy Father. And when he was on his way to get the cardinal's hat from the Pope, he died. And so today we celebrate, in a sense, not only the feast of these two saints, St. Peter Nolasco and St. Raymond of Peñafort, but also St. Raymond Non Natus. And so we give thanks to God for all the blessings that he gives to us. In the nomine Patris et Filii Spiritus Sancti. Amen.